Hi, my name's Jo Tyler. I work at Bournemouth University as a radio production lecturer, and I'm also a PhD researcher looking at the themes of adaptation around practically creating a graphic novel for radio or an audio-only platform. I thought it might be quite interesting and fun to, this Halloween, make a comparison for the very basic sound design of Frankenstein, looking at the 1934 classic movie, and Frankenweenie, made in 2012 and written and directed by Tim Burton. So we are going to hear first the 1934 classic and a few notes from me, and then you're going to hear the Frankenweenie scene for the reanimation.
You too. Quite a good scene, isn't it? One man crazy, three very sane spectators. Yes, yes, the bells.
So, of course, what you're hearing here are the classic storm sounds from the Frankenstein 1934 movie. Including rather a lot of electricity and zaps as the storm ensues and Frankenstein's body of the monster is on the plinth being reanimated.
So what you heard there were key basic sounds. There was no music involved in that scene at all,
which I've extrapolated into seven rough sounds, which were also played out in Frankenweenie, the 2012 adaptation of the Frankenstein story written by Mary Shelley in 1818. So in this scene, we can also hear the same storm, the same zaps.
and music used to particularly good effect for emotional lift. And again, the ratchet and chain as the plinth descends from the rooftop of young Victor's animated attic. The key difference here, of course, is that Frankenstein's monster is not a person we animated.
Barking.
But a dog. So I thought it would be fun also to take those two pieces and play them together for you. So you're going to hear both of those versions played exactly at the same time from the start of the scenes that you've just heard, to give you an idea of the similarity. Of course, it will sound a bit weird because there's two things playing at the same time, but hopefully you'll get the idea of how scenes have been an homage.
Thank you.
And of course, what you just heard there from Frank and Weenie was Sparky's reanimated tail, not so securely stitched on by Victor, and landing in a bucket in the corner of the room. So, what did I do? I took the BBC sound effects genome, the Acropolis server project, managed by the Remark license, which means that the BBC sound effects library is open to all to download. Now, these are old sound effects, so they do take some searching to find things that will be relevant to you, but I think there are a lot of sounds that are relevant to Halloween and the spooky goings on this week. So I researched six primary sounds. Is Frankenstein's castle. The zaps and the buzzes, found quite literally. The maniacal laugh. Not quite Victor. And then the bucket in the corner there. What you might have not heard, and we might play this out again in full, is that I had to find a sound that was relevant to the brushing of the tail, the reanimation of the dog, rather than the monstrous human creature. And I had to look for a paintbrush sound, which took a little bit longer. But there's a very literal sequence there that you can enjoy, which is available to use under the Remark license for education, which is fantastic, and also available for you to use at home if you want to have a go at making your own spooky soundtracks this week. For Frankenstein's anniversary, 200 years of Frankenstein, and also Halloween, of course. So what did I get out of doing this? Well, what was really interesting was the juxtaposition of the two pieces, how similar they were actually in time, those scenes, the reanimation scenes from Frankenstein, but also that once the music was taken away from the Frankenweenie version, I was left with basically the same sound effects. So when I put those into the search engine of the genome, the BBC genome, I got roughly the same sound effects. I didn't put any compression or effects on them. I just sequenced them in the same way that the clips had done, in the hope that there would be a story there as well. So I suppose the conclusion really is that basic sound and sound effects that are available to us, have been classically used in radio drama, can also be useful to tell a story in sound only and indexically. We can apply those to images, but they actually tell us so much more. So thinking of it this way, with the monster's hand being human in the film version and Sparky's being an animated dog, reanimation in Frankenweenie, it just goes to prove how important the sounds are sequentially for this particular scene, where there's a reanimation, a storm, a plinth, there's an homage, obviously, clearly in animated versions. We have to think very carefully about taking the music away and just letting the sound tell the story from our own historical understanding of Frankenstein, the 1934 film, but also our engagement with the animated Victor in Frankenweenie and the monstrosity being not a human but a dog. So I hope you enjoyed what you've heard, and if you have any questions, I'm very, very happy to engage in conversation about anything that's animation and sound, because it's one of my favourite areas of research. So I think it'd be worth listening to the final montage without my voice interrupting your listening, and wish you all a very happy Halloween.